Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the Real Housewives of Potomac After Show, Season 3, Episode 17, Hot Gossip, Cold Pizza. We're going to be getting back in to welcome the ladies to the U.S., Karen sitting down with Matt, and Jerry Curls and Mullet's knocking on someone's door. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to After Buzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Bar. In the sky, I'm a star. I don't fall in love cause I be loving hard. Do anything like my shirt, it's a large. I don't care, I crush a ghost. Got two cribs and two steaks, I be doing the most.
Hey.
Hey. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't. Big banks ain't little banks. Hey,
big banks ain't little banks.
What is up? Yo, you can't, if you're listening to us on the podcast, we are turned up to that YG Big Bank. This is my song. I definitely learned how to get my little West Coast dance on. Look at them. They're so crazy. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm sure you see Imani and Jay Lamar going crazy. I'm Felicia Michelle here. Welcome back. Like I said before, Real Housewives of Potomac, Season 3, Episode 17. Lord, welcome back. So, oh yeah, if you're tuning in and you're like, where is your personal green-eyed bandit? Our green-eyed bandit is in Miami doing his thing, doing Big Richie. We miss you. We love you.
Yes, we miss you, Richie.
You have to call in, especially on a next week's season finale. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, let me introduce my amazing co-host and friends to my left.
Hey, everybody, it's Jay Lamar. Oh. I went too hard this weekend. My voice a little gone.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Imani J.
All right, y'all. Woo, okay, so this was a very interesting episode. Ladies are back now. So what were your overall thoughts on this episode?
The mess continues from France to America.
Yes, but I loved it. It was like funny mess.
It was.
Little Pizza Hut situation.
Oh,
yeah. Messy, but it was funny.
Messy. Yeah. It was more tamed episode than I thought it would be coming back from the trip. But I guess, you know, they had kind of a resolve. So we see everyone coming back. I want to start off with Robin. So we saw her buy her home. She bought that thing for like $28,000. I was like, yes. Okay.
Robin better write that check.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was so happy to see that.
I was. Now, y'all know how I felt about Robin.
Yes.
But I always like to see people come back up.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, her ex-husband have taken such a loss lately, and for them to come back like this and her starting businesses and stuff like that, I'm happy to see that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just money? To see her friends supporting her too. Mm-hmm. You know, Giselle, I just naturally think, you know, she has a little jealous spirit.
She does.
But just to see that she came in and was just like extremely supportive. Her shoes that she had on, I don't know what those was, but it was just very nice.
What are those?
I don't know if anybody had the proper like shoe wear on, because
yeah.
Ashley came in like heeled boots. She said wear boots. Of course, she came with like heeled boots. With
but at least
same
her
girl.
Shoes were cute.
Yeah, they were really cute.
Yeah.
I mean, they're adorable. She's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, first off, can I just ask, did anybody else see Robin's fine realtor mentor? Like, oh my gosh, like hook him up, you know, with someone.
I was thinking with Ashley, because Ashley's going to need to
rebound.
Find a little new boo daddy, because
a boo daddy.
No.
I kind of like that.
I don't know.
Yes.
I want to see Ashley after when she does get divorced, because I think we all kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see like Ashley, like for the love of Ashley,
mm-hmm.
like maybe she could be like the next bachelorette. Like I would love to see her like date multiple people, because she seems like such a fun, energetic person that
yeah.
right now she doesn't need to be like bogged down with just one particular person. But it does seem mentally like that she wants that. She wants a husband,
more.
She wants the family, you know, she wants that now.
Well, yeah.
But she's so young, though.
She is super young.
Well, I'm thinking it's, as I've said before, when I first came on this show, I feel like it's not just because she loves him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she has to have some type of love for him for everything that he's done for her. I think it's just, like, naturally that she will love him. But I just think it's for the money.
You think
key.
It's for the money?
I don't know if we're going to talk about it, but I think it's a mutual
something there, sure. We're definitely gonna get into that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of other people's relationships, so we saw Monique and Chris get reunited back again, and she had brought up a little thing, surprised him, which I think is so cute because you oftentimes don't see women being the one to do like romantic surprises on TV. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's so cute. Which then she rubbed his feet, and then my stomach turned because
that's our man.
That's a big man. That's a big feet.
I thought that was so beautiful. Like, I love that whole moment because their communication skills were on point. They weren't shaming each other. Instead of, like, putting the other down, they're saying, like, look, this is where I went wrong.
Exactly.
Everyone's and let's move on. Like, baby, let me rub your feet. I thought that was just so cute.
I did, too, because what you won't do, another one will.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And the one who's for me will not ask me.
You're not rubbing toes, Felicia.
No, I don't. I have a thing against feet. I don't even like my own. I don't like anybody's feet. If there is a part of a body that could disappear, I don't know if it's the foot or just the toe part that gets me. I think it's the toe.
So your husband has to wear socks in bed?
If you like me and I like you and it's early, don't show me your feet because I'm going to quit it.
That's a deal breaker.
I just don't want to see any. I need to love you before I see your feet. So yes, don't show. I mean, hopefully, I don't know. I haven't matured past that. Y'all pray for me. It's a hashtag pray for feet. And also speaking of couples and more couple things, we saw Candace, and Monique and Karen together talking mm-hmm. about wanting to see Candace and Chris more as a couple and in a different light, and about how Candace could like kind of show herself in a different light. Did you think that was some sound advice that they were giving her?
I think so. Yeah. I think from both of them experiencing life in the public eye as a couple, I think it was good advice though too. You know, yeah. We haven't seen them beyond the baby mama drama, the princess incident. You know, the drama with her mom and stuff like that. We haven't seen them beyond that.
Yeah. So I think that whole scene was very refreshing, like alongside the advice, just being around those women and not hearing about Karen's ring. Because they did mention like marriage all the time. And there was, I think Karen even said, like, speaking of marriage. And it didn't turn into a mess where it's like, speaking of marriage, where's your ring at? Mm-hmm. You know, so it was more just like
supportive, happy.
Yeah, like really good vibes, really nice energy, no mess. Karen needed that.
Isn't it interesting that the Grand Dame, who I would say might be the senior member of the Rehearsals of Potomac, is kind of clicked up with the younger members of the Rehearsals of Potomac.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Monique is 34. I'm mm-hmm. thinking...
I don't think Candace is even 30 yet. Yeah,
I think her and Asher are around the same age, maybe a little bit older, a little bit younger. But it's interesting mm-hmm. how she's vibing with them, opposed to the other female cast members who are almost, you know, close to her age.
Well, she kind of tried to do the same thing with Ashley in season one. But it's just like their relationship never really took off in a way that we saw them get close to each other. And now we see Ashley, we saw her last week, talking a lot of smack and like kind of just spreading what she hears. And on a personal note, I understand rumors happen. I'm not a fan of perpetuating them and keeping them going.
Exactly.
Like, I'm a journalist. Like, I don't want to hear a rumor and they're like, I'm gonna be like, oh, is it true? Let me find out if it's true or not before I go and tell everybody. Because Karen had to confront Matt,
yeah.
So, did you? So, the looks that the side eye that I have gotten from these two about the whole Matt issue. So, we saw them sit down and have a lovely dinner, and him basically order almost the exact same thing that she orders, we've seen her order multiple times. And tells her that he denies it. He totally denies it. He only says that he told them that when he met her, that she was living in Ray's bachelor pad.
That's
which
where
is an
I
apartment.
Just didn't even believe.
I don't even understand that because she was living in Ray's bachelor pad 25 years ago.
So how did that even come up?
And then on one episode, he says, I've only been on her 12 years. 12 and 25 is two. My math be off sometimes.
You got the little question mark.
I went to a public school. But 25 and 12 are not one and one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that doesn't add up.
That don't add up. So I personally do believe that he got drunk and told Ashley. Because Ashley's somebody she can pull some stuff out of you.
Yeah.
So I strongly believe that he did tell some Ashley stuff.
Well, I don't
Ashley
think he was saying it to Ashley. I think he was just saying it out at the gay bar, like on the scene, like just talking
and
with people, just, you know, on the scene.
And they told Ashley. Mm.
Yeah. It's not that big of an area of just landscape-wise. It's not that big of an area. Mm-hmm. So news can travel very
quickly.
Fast. Mm-hmm. Quickly. Especially if you know somebody's on the show with someone else. You want it, people work behind the scenes all the time, give people ammunition. Like, mm-hmm. this is not new on Housewives. We've seen this all the time. The ladies will hear information from a bunch of different sources of people who they want that information to come out and use someone else as the mouthpiece.
Right.
So we really don't know. Matt seemed to not be super trustworthy to me. It was kind of weird as to why would you even say that you knew her? Why would you even comment on her living situation that long ago?
Period. So here's my take on the situation. I feel like Matt is being bought by Karen. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some type of bribery, or not even bribery, but, you know, hey, if you want to appear on this public platform, this is what you must say, this is what you must not say. Because it seemed like they were just too in sync. Like, the conversation was almost, like,
unnatural.
Rehearsed. Her phone was finally started working, so she finally called him in the car on the way to the restaurant. Like, look, Matt, this is what you need to say. This is what you don't need to say.
Mm-hmm. It just strikes me. Matt is just too, I don't understand where they would connect in certain aspects, because she doesn't have things in common with other women who I think she has similarities to. So maybe I can't really sit from the outside and judge someone's friendship, but it just, something doesn't seem right, if that makes any sense.
I agree.
No, I definitely feel it, because there's I didn't see no chemistry, is that what you would call it, with friends?
Yeah.
It just wasn't there.
I wonder how
they
became friends.
And I couldn't even believe him that fast, because she was just like, well, okay, yeah, because Ashley's a liar. Just like,
and that's interesting, because I don't ever remember her saying that Ashley was a liar ever before till now. Like, she's constantly trying to say the liar word, liar, 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 she's a liar, mm-hmm. she's a liar, she's a liar. And when you keep saying that about somebody, all you do, you're just trying to create doubt to me. So I feel like there has to be some little bitty bit of teeny tiny bit of truth as to why, or as to what Ashley's saying, as to why Karen is so, like, going so hard about it, mm-hmm. on her. Yeah. I don't know. It just
doesn't
seem right.
Even if she's keeping up that lie, this seems like very personal to her, and she's like affected by all of it. So maybe she just doesn't want to talk about it. So whoever is the liar, Karen's the liar, Ashley's the liar, I just feel like Karen just doesn't want to address that.
I think Ashley's an exaggerator. If I had to call her that, I think she exaggerates the truth. So. Yeah.
She enjoys the drama.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I think her energy is a little off right now because of her own personal situations, because she's going through, her and Michael, are they even living together?
So, yeah, that's what Karen said. Karen was like, she's jealous. We saw Karen in the home in Great Falls.
With them angles in the
The house is gorgeous. 10,000 square feet. Beautiful home. But we saw her, like, setting up a table setting, but I just was like, that's not enough to make me believe that you live there.
I need some clothes. I think she should have been in her room.
In her closet. And your PJs in the bed.
Yeah.
Check your email.
It still looks staged.
Yeah.
It looked like a staging. Like, if you go into a home, a rental property, and you do a staging, that's kind of how the tape, like.
I don't know why I think she feels like she has to put on one for the people. Because my thing is, at her age, both of your empty nesters, both of your children are out of the home or old enough to be out of the home. Why would you go purchase a 10,000 square foot, or not purchase, lease a 10,000 square foot home? When to me, if you had a penthouse, a $2-3 million penthouse, I would be like, oh, they living good. They're an older couple. Your husband, almost 80. You know, you and your
71.
Almost 80. I told you my math just ain't that good.
Crazy.
But I would understand if they went to live in like a senior citizen penthouse situation.
Yeah,
it makes sense, and I understand what you're saying, like, there's no need for it. But I think when you put yourself on a certain type of level, right, you always know that somebody wants to kind of bring it. We always have haters, that's the way it is. Haters hate it, and they have hater kids, if you know that Kanye line. So it's like, she knows she has haters, and there's people she's probably really snubbed in the past. You know, Karen has a really, she has an air about her, which is not a bad thing. She just has an air about her, and that probably has rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And they probably told her, I can't wait till that comes back on you. And now that could be a situation. It's just about saving face, about not allowing people to have that one up on you.
Right.
And I think that's what it is mostly. I don't think it's an unhappiness, like, or wanting to have money and that creates your happiness. Mm-hmm. I think it's just not wanting to give anybody any ammunition to say nothing about your situation.
I agree with that. Yeah. I can see that. Because even, like I said, when they were going to purchase, or when they were looking at the homes, she still, you know, he's just like, look, we don't have to do this. Like, we could just, you know, downsize a little bit. And she just had that, no, like, I want to do it big still.
And she's only had, what, one party there?
Yeah.
Last season or something like that?
Like the fundraiser for Huger.
That scene, though, was really, really creepy. Like, It was like it reminded me of like a scene of like a horror movie. Like
which particular scene?
The scene where they were
all the cultural appropriation that was going
yeah.
on.
Oh, that last yeah.
No, the scene of them like the scene of them about to go into the house. Mm-hmm. It was like, does she live there? Does she not live there? Like
I thought it was a sad music video.
Yeah, and I'm just like, and then they showed the back of the house. The pillars look dirty.
So
and then like the pool's empty. And it's like, what's going on?
And then she
disappears.
Yeah. Me and my
unrolling
like,
tablecloths.
They know they're not right for this. This looks like it's a deserted house when right. the way that they're shooting it, like right. no one lives there. But you know, you brought up Ashley and Michael not like living together. So mm-hmm. when we see Ashley again, we see her folding her, like taking her stuff off, separating her dirty and her clean clothes, unpacking, and she's saying how, you know, she wishes that she had come home to a warm embrace, but that didn't happen. Are you surprised by any of that?
No.
I'm not surprised at all.
No.
I was surprised she had sang the Coffee Love, Do Not Play It. I don't know who's in the booth. Do not play that song. Y'all know I don't like that song. She had, you know, made all these efforts to like put her relationship back together, and it was like, why did you come home from France? Like, you were away. What happened? That leads me to believe something happened between her and Michael while she was away.
She spent too much money.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
Too much money. He got mad probably. I feel like
too much money.
She has. If I feel like with her and Michael situation, she said during the episode that she feels like Michael married her because of her looks, mm-hmm. and he wanted a piece of arm candy. Okay, that goes two ways because you would not have married Michael.
You would not talk to Michael.
If he was a thousandaire. Let's be clear. That was a thousandaire talking to you. Seriously. Like, no. Mm-hmm. But because he was a multimillionaire, you said, okay, I might as well jump on this bandwagon. He's getting something out of it. I'm getting something out of it. I do not understand why she re-signed the prenup in the first place because mm-hmm. I feel like she had set herself up in such a great way that by the end of this year, she could have divorced him and been taken care of for yeah. the rest of her life.
And that's why I think she's, like, really frustrated. And that's why her mother came, too, and she said, you are going to process the way this man is doing things, and you are going to figure it out. And I thought that was just, like, so deep to me because on, like, a deeper level, like, you know, she has the youth, he has the money, youth and the beauty, and he has the money. So it's just, like, she needs to figure out how she needs to exercise her power and maybe even turn her submissiveness as a woman into her strengths in this relationship. So
and it's like almost
she needs to figure it out.
Does she want a baby to secure?
I think that's what she wants.
But to secure him or secure the money?
To secure the bag.
But it's almost like, do you want to take on that responsibility because you know for a fact you're going to be a single mother? I don't see him being around. I don't see him being around for 5 years. I don't see him being with her in 5 years.
Well, he clearly from the next episode, he said he's already plotting on
his life without her.
Without
dang,
her.
Monique, let me get to these topics, girl.
Girl, it's just getting too juicy with Ashley and this man.
So we see her with her mom. We're seeing with her mom, and they're eating their that dinner looked good. Maybe because I'm hungry. But they were eating their food and stuff and having a nice dinner. First off, what I like about her and her mom's relationship is that they are very loving towards one another.
Oh, yeah, even though she had to.
There's much love there. I felt so bad when she said that to her mom, but her mom's reaction about what Michael said, but her mom's reaction was so funny. She said, what?
She said, huh?
But could you believe that she told her mom? I was surprised she told her mom. Like in that way. Like, because normally she said this before that she always tried to sugarcoat everything and between the two of them and not tell each other exactly what the other person was saying.
I don't think there was no way to sugarcoat that.
Was it a mistake to tell her?
No,
I don't think so at all. And I feel like in that case, like, that was something serious, too. And Ashley was just, like, really hurt by that. It was harsh for her and her mother because you're coming at where I've come from. Mm-hmm. Like, you're with me, so you should love every part of me.
Of me. Absolutely.
And so I feel like by her telling her mom, that's, like, still getting something off her chest, too. Because how is she going to be around her mother like that and homeboy boo daddy over here is like
and using her mom as a reason to not have it's just and she called it what it is. She's like, it's a scapegoat. Like, you're using my mom because that's not fair to people. Like, that's like saying where you come from is who you become. Like, you've right. automatically limited her. And that's why I totally agree with Jay Lamar that he just likes the way that she looks. He likes the way her body is. He likes the way she talks. Like, he likes like her physical appearance, yeah, and that's why he's in it, because if he really liked her as a person, he would know and see that she has evolved and wants to evolve even further.
And will continue to evolve because right. she's not even 30 yet. And y'all know, right. like, every birth from 21 to 25, you're different. From 25 to 30, you're different. From 30 to 35, you're different. And you evolve into a better person, a better man, a better woman. And I think that, you know, you met Ashley. To me, you met her with the same background that she's had, that she has now.
Right.
There's no difference in her story at all. There's a difference in her present and her future, but there's no difference in her story. So you knew you married a woman who came from a very low income background, who where her mother had to do what she had to do to survive. And you knew what type of mother that she was. So you knew that when you married the daughter, that you were also marrying the mother.
You marry someone's family.
Yeah, you marry their family. So if Ashley would not leave her mother down in the slums while she living somewhere in a multi-million-dollar penthouse.
Right.
She don't even seem like that type of person.
No, not
and that's
at all.
A little bit of manipulation too, coming from an older man, because
it's doing
something to her psyche. You're criticizing where she's come from, like you're criticizing who she is, pretty much.
And I think he older than the mom.
Yeah,
and so according to her mom, he doesn't have room to talk to. Are my kids cussing me out every other day?
I was waiting for the
They're
tea.
Not. I was like, oh, so we don't know what kind of relationship he Michael has with his children, and maybe that's why he doesn't want to have any more kids, because it's a headache for him. I mean, do you really
think that's something that he needs to say then?
You're onto something. That's really good.
That's what I'm
he could be like. For him, parenting could be not a happy space.
But then that's something that he should talk about then.
That was something that he should have made very clear before they got married, because she said her non-negotiable is, so, you know, you should have 5 non-negotiables, I believe, when it comes to a relationship. Or, you know, don't go past 5, because then you're just being super picky. But 5... Serious,
why are you looking at me?
My eyes just rolled in that direction. I don't know. Okay. Maybe maybe the Lord was trying to tell you something.
He's been talking to me all week.
Okay, well, break the yoke. So listen. But you should have your couple 5 non-negotiables. And I truly do believe that her saying that she wants kids, don't just go ahead now. Like, that speaks to that manipulation. Like, you really truly believe you're going to change her mind about wanting to be a mother? Like, that's something that people conceptualize before they even have a partner, before they even know what relationship is people
and
want to.
He just played her especially out of at it, a young age. Like, she's very young.
Right.
So to think that you can rob her of that goal.
And her youth. And it's only, you can only have kids for a certain amount of time, you know, and after that time, it can become dangerous.
But this is what I always say. She's in a winning situation, period. You gonna win. We know she's gonna have children. She's gonna divorce him. She's gonna get remarried eventually. But you're in a winning situation. I think that what she needs to do is divorce Michael. Spend the rest of your 20s evolving, growing, starting businesses. Take that money that you're gonna get from him, flip it to make sure that you in your 30s, you are in your 30s, and for the rest of your life, you and your family are secure.
Yeah. And I know she's gonna do it, and it's gonna be very hard, because I'm sure she's comfortable. Because, I mean, this man has a lot of money. So it's so easy to get wrapped up in that, even with that manipulation. But I can't wait to see her, like, restart in this.
The good thing about some of these reality shows is it puts you on a new platform to where if you were codependent on somebody else, now you can become independent. Look at people like, I don't want to use Sheree Whitfield as an example.
Let's say Portia.
Or Portia. Prime example, Portia. Prime example. She was very much so an Ashley. She was very much so a woman, a beautiful woman, and a piece of arm candy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, she got to this platform, went through a terrible divorce, but then look at her now. She elevated. She has multiple jobs, multiple millions, multiple businesses.
Yeah.
This could be Ashley. Maybe Ashley and Portia. We need to hook them up.
We're speaking to this stuff in the atmosphere.
Because we want, I want Ashley to excel. Because I think she seems like a very good and genuine person.
And take advantage of that platform while you have it. So speaking of platforms, where can people take advantage of our platform?
Well, hey, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, we really do have the best fans. So
we do.
We do. Even though they think we hate each other sometimes.
Well,
it ain't true.
It's all love.
This live chat is popping.
It's live chat. What's up? What are they talking about in live chat? when Jay Lamar starts laughing already, I'm like, oh, it's a good one. Either it's juicy and he ain't gonna read it and tell me later, right, or it's real good. What you got?
So Ja'Kayla River says, I died when productions put a question mark on Karen's face when everything didn't add up with her and Matt. We love that too.
Production is so, but they're hilarious.
They are hilarious. I think it's called KOs. KO says Karen pulled exactly 6 napkins out of the drawer, but the entire drawer was empty.
It was.
It was empty.
I think
that's Sia. I know them.
Oh, yeah, Sia. Okay.
It was empty. Wow.
It was bare and like. That was a good observation.
Yes,
but
I love
the music that the brought music was it creepy. In. I'm like, wrong. Oh my God.
Like it was an abandoned home. Go ahead.
So live chat tells us that Candace is about 31 or 32.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Super young.
Okay. Yeah. Super young.
Super young. So.
And they don't agree. They didn't think that Ashley should have repeated that to her mom.
They don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I could only understand from the vantage point of not wanting to hurt your mother's feelings, mm-hmm. but she needed her mom in that situation. I feel like she really needed that because she was vulnerable and she cries, and we don't really see Ashley like cry and tell her like problems in an emotional way to the other castmates. So maybe she needed that release. Like that's just really what she needed. She needed that release.
And really quick, Kay says, "Why she set up the table like she had people coming over?"
No one knocked on the door. She showed and answered the door, though,
well,
right?
Speaking of people knocking on the door. So, yeah, we see at Robin's investment property. And is Ashley a part of, like, Robin and Giselle's, like, girl gang now?
Well, it's like Jay Lamar said. I don't know if you said it last week, but Ashley fits in with everyone.
Yeah.
Except for with Karen right now. But
she get in where
she's
she
like
fit
a little
in.
Floater. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes me nervous. I always have been more apprehensive about people who are friends with everybody. Like, hold on. There's not anybody who you're just, like, not beefing, but just like, nah, I'm good off them. Like,
well, she has
no
her one.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
And I don't think we
she has her target. That's what she picked. And that's mm-hmm. what she wanted to hone in on, because there's plenty of gossip to go around this season. Like, why are you not in the, you're not in the Monique and Charisse thing? Why are you not there? You picked where you wanted to.
Oh, we didn't see Charisse's episode.
No, we didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
She'll be on the next one.
She's been on every single episode, even though she's not, she doesn't have a champagne flute, but.
And I can't wait to see the previews for Reunion because I want to see something.
Lord, we're gonna talk about Sheree. So that's when they organized this whole, Ashley came up with this whole scheme to dress the ladies up in disguises to go to Great Falls and to knock on what is supposed to be Karen and Ray Huger's door. We see they dress Robin up like the dude and put a whole facial thing on Robin.
Robin is like a say yes friend.
Yeah.
Say yes to everything.
Because
how you going to be the convict, the getaway driver, and everything all in one?
Yeah.
Not only were you the one to knock on the door, but you the one that drove to the scene of the crime and they got to drive away. Like, and then Giselle and Ashley just sitting there like, why didn't y'all drive?
So we know who to do the crimes with.
Well, not me.
He know the whole setup, the structure. Like, first off, you can't do all three.
You can't divide it up.
You gave her the pizza. Like, she had to have the pizza. You made her the boy. You gave her the pizza. You made her knock. You made her drive. That's
right.
Yeah,
okay, that's
you're right. Because I'd be like, I'm only doing one of those three things. There's three of us. We can each pick a task.
Outfit. She should have been the Kentucky Fried Chicken. She should have had a box of chicken.
No, when Giselle said that she had her Obama dad pants on.
But then apologized to Obama and not Robin. Like, I was like, wait, what? Oh, sorry, but Obama scratched that. Like,
my bad.
What?
They are ridiculous.
So while this is like, we can get a laugh about this, and I think it's funny from the outside, and I know that y'all have opinions about if this is cool or not to do. I mean, we see Ashley goes, I think Karen will get a kick out of it. I think it'll be funny.
I think they keep trying to mask it with all this, like, I think it'll be funny, but they're being so shady at the same time. So it's like, stop saying that you're trying to be her friend. And they were sitting in the car. I just want her to talk to us. Like, how do you expect someone to talk to you and you're being this messy? Like, no, I don't want to talk to you about my problems.
That's weird. From like episode one to now, they've done nothing but pick at her. And we wait. So I'm excited to see next episode. Of course, I guess we know Karen didn't answer the door.
Well, I'm just not a fan of that. I mean, y'all know I love Robin. Y'all know I love Giselle. Y'all know I like Ashley. But it just, I don't like that. Like, where I'm from, don't come to my front door. Like, mm-hmm. do not come to my front door. If you are uninvited, do not come to my front door. I don't think that that's cool. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it's funny at all. Like, this is
what made production think that was okay.
And that was a drive. It wasn't it's just around the corner.
It's far, yeah. It's pretty far because it's you have to drive through D.C. to get there. Yeah, it's pretty far. Yeah, they drove at least an hour and some, like, you drove at least an hour to do this.
Not that. Robin drove.
Robin drove in about an hour to do this.
And Ashley was in the backseat just tearing that piece up.
Looking like Joe Dirt in the back.
Right. Oh, it's only 4 slices left. Okay, we delivered a half of the pizza. Like,
yeah, you deliver half pizza. It could have been. I mean,
it's only her, right?
It could have been funny. Like, it could be funny if y'all were, like, close.
Cool, yeah.
But since there's so much beef, she's literally beefed with 2 out of the 3 people that are in this group to do this. It's not cool. Like, I just don't feel like you should come to people's homes.
Sis, 3 out of 3?
3 out of 3? Oh, yeah, Robin's in that. Everybody. Oh, you're right. But that's whack. I'm sorry. That's whack. Like,
they
that
are
was
the anti-Huger gang.
Yeah. It was just whack to, like... And then she said, that's not what friends do. And she keeps saying that. And I kind of felt bad for Karen because I was like, yeah, she's right. That's not what friends do at all.
At all.
Like, it's just not... I don't think it's worth the trouble that it's going to cause, if that makes any sense.
I agree.
But they're just being shady. I mean, I don't think they're really concerned about trying to be good friends. Especially with Ashley in the backseat. Like, come on now.
I don't know. For me, you spend time, you spend money, you spend effort to try to find out about my life or to try to antagonize me. You're my fan.
Facts.
Clearly.
Because you are that invested in me.
Mm-hmm.
That invested in me.
I'm just not a fan of it. And I love them. I just don't like that. I think it was super whack. It was corny. It was really whack. I can't wait to see her, like, confront them.
I can't. I want her to light them up. I don't think she opened the door because they asked her, like, did you get a pizza delivered the other night?
I don't think that she came to the door. So that's going to even further fuel the fire about it. If you're on the live chat, do you think that Karen lives in Great Falls? Like, I just want to know, like, do you think that Karen lives in Great Falls? Since we're all talking about it, do you think that Karen lives in Great Falls? Imani?
Maybe on the weekends.
That 9 to 5 on the weekend?
Yeah, I think that it's part-time. I think it's part-time.
Like, she has some ownership there. What that is, I don't really know.
I wonder.
I only thought that because she was filming in there.
She has some ownership to what?
To the home in Great Falls. Like,
well,
she
don't own it. She rents it. Maybe she Airbnbs it out.
That's what I was thinking, like an Airbnb.
That's a crazy Airbnb. I mean, not to be smart or nothing, but Great Falls is not a place that you would go to get, like, a 10,000 foot. Like, that's not. It's not Miami. It's not, like,
because how much is the rent?
Abu Dhabi.
Like, 15,000 a month?
That's
stupid.
Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. Sorry, I thought about all my stupid.
I can't wait
to hear that.
I can't wait to hear Ray pop off.
I'm waiting for. He like what?
He got more juice than Karen.
Yeah,
for real.
I said, okay, Uncle. What we call
Uncle
him?
Ben?
That's not. Well, no. What you call it? Uncle
Black
Ben.
Bill Gates.
He's Black Bill Gates.
I couldn't think of which one it was.
Peter's Uncle Ben.
Peter's Uncle Ben. Oh my goodness.
Wait, the fine Peter. Right, which Peter are y'all talking about?
Peter. Who's fine Peter?
Cynthia's ex-husband.
Peter is fine.
AfterBuzz News and Gossip.
You want a piece of that?
No, we just gonna go on to AfterBuzz News
and Gossip.
I want a piece
of that, but I'm just saying you're a fine older man.
Thank you. Sorry, girl, but...
No.
No. It's a no. So last night, the ladies were on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, which I love when a housewife, we get to watch it, and then they're on live right after. Yeah. Boom, instant answers. I love instant answers. So we saw Robin and Charisse. Robin rocking her new shortcut. Super cute. Charisse had a short bob. Good Lord, she had a lot of boobies out. Oh, my goodness. I was like, I know, don't look at me, Jay Lamar. Mine's not out like hers. Don't
the microphone is covering them.
Well, I know where the mic goes. She just wasn't strategic. She didn't have a, you know. Anyway, so we saw them on there, and they get into Charisse and Monique's situation, and Charisse is still going on her, saying she's a liar, that none of this is true. And Andy brings up that at the reunion, Charisse actually reminded him that he's been trying to get Kendall on for, she's been trying to get Kendall on the show as a housewife for the first 2 seasons. She tried to get her on, and Bravo kept rejecting her and not being part of cast. Yeah. So they, she tried to get her on for two whole seasons prior to Giselle being in a relationship.
Who reminded her that? Andy? Oh, Andy did.
She brought it up. She brought it up during the reunion taping. And Andy talked about it while she was on Watch What Happens Live. He said, oh, yeah, you did remind me and bring that up that you did try to get Kendall on for the first two seasons of the show, or for the last two seasons. So in the entire franchise, she's been trying to have Kendall be a part of this. So that had to be before Giselle and Sherman got together.
Oh.
And then she went on to say basically that no one knew that she admits that she wanted to get Kendall around just to get under Giselle's skin a little bit, but she had stopped that, and that was not a plan that anybody knew. That was something that she had kept to herself and under wraps. She doesn't know what Monique is talking about. Monique is lying. Thoughts on if who's the liar and who's the truther?
I just feel like Monique can't do no harm.
Really?
I'm Team Monique too.
I love Monique. I can see Shasha being a little messy, but it's like Monique.
Yeah, to me, Monique is like a real, like, she a real girl. If she was trying to do that, she would just say, yeah, I was trying to do that. Yeah.
Well, she did. She admitted that. Yeah, that was a part of it. Like, right.
But I think it was very much so a Shasha doing and creation and plan.
The confession of that was my intention really made me think that Monique is telling the truth, because you already said it was your intent, but you didn't tell anybody. Mm-hmm. So intent and how people's attitudes and stuff come off, I don't need to know specifically what your thought process is to know what you might want to do with that information, or how, why you might act a certain way, or why you might want a certain person around.
Right.
Monique's smart. She can put two and two together, and if you're her friend and she's down for you and she's ride or die for you like she was, she just would be like, okay. And I got beef with her too, so squad beef or something. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like,
it's all whack at the end of the day, the fact that they're not friends over, I think, something so stupid, like, as Sharice not want to take responsibility for her bringing Kendall around. They also go on to talk about basically like Karen being married to Ray. And in that moment, I was really happy because both the ladies defended their marriage. They were like, they're married. Like, from what Karen says, they're solid. Just because she doesn't have her ring on, Teresa, just because she had her ring on one time doesn't mean that their marriage is over. And that's a big assumption to make. So I was like, that's awesome that, you know, they were defending her and having her back about her marriage, because everyone is like really going hard about this Ashley's really going hard about this no ring thing.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley and Giselle.
Well, yeah, actually,
both.
Is it that
and
deep?
And they're both going. No. I mean, Giselle just lost her boyfriend. Ashley is going through her own situation. I think their energy is just off right now.
Well, that's what I'm confused about. I think that Sharice is more compassionate, understanding, like, if they are having marriage problems, let them figure it out. Giselle and Ashley are like, put it on the forefront. We all want to know what's going on. Why do you want to know? When I took vows with my man, that's between me and my man. So if we are having issues, having problems, it's not in front of you. Because we can take vows in front of you.
Right.
So let me figure it out. And then when I want to talk about it, I'll talk about it. Ashley made the choice to put her marital issues on television. Period. Karen made it her business to put her tax issues on television. But that's it.
Well, I don't think she had a choice in that matter, because that came out.
It came out. Yeah, but she talked about it.
But at the end of the day, it is their business.
Don't forget.
If she don't want to talk about it, then she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Sharice is the one who told everyone that Ray had asked Karen for a divorce. So I think it's funny in hindsight that now you're, and on the back end, now you're defending it.
Well,
but it's like you put that out on Front Street, and that was foul.
That's one foul comment opposed to the hundreds that Ashley and Giselle and Robin have made throughout the entire season. It's interesting to me how Robin has had her financial issues and stuff like that, and knows the stress that it can bring on a family. But you want Karen to bring it out, or you worried about what Karen live and worry about what Karen doing. As long as Karen got a roof over her head, what does it matter?
I don't see why anybody is super invested in this anyway.
I don't either.
But I don't. I think that Sharice is worse.
Too many episodes. It's
an ongoing thing. No, but Sharice is worse to me, because Sharice is like, this was a conversation that they had in private, and this was not a public thing. The group didn't know. The production didn't bring it up. Sharice just brought it to the forefront, and I just thought that has to be worse than, at least they saying it to her face. Like, at least I'm dissing you to your face and telling you to your face. Sharice is like, I'm going to console you and act like your friend in private. But as soon as we get in front of anybody else, I'm going to blast it. That's super, I don't know. That's just, I mean, I guess that's the nature of reality television.
Right. Luna T on the live chat says something that's very valuable. She said, Ashley's marriage is in more trouble than Karen's. And I agree.
I agree
100%. 100%. Girl, you got more issues than Karen. So you need to, I think you need to fall back.
I think she needs to be trying to come up with her little strategic plan on how she's
because Karen got hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Karen.
Whether Karen had, is she living there or she has a place somewhere else, she's taking care of the rest of her life. She's good. She knows what she's doing. Her and Ray have had this figured, it seems like they've had it figured out for a long time.
And we're going to see that Ray's not having it for this next episode.
So, really fast, let's get into our MVP this episode. So, if you've been watching with us all season, you'll know that our MVP is our most valuable Housewives of Potomac person at this episode. Do y'all know who your MVP is?
I do.
Who's your MVP? You set. Stop.
Right here.
Oh, wait. Oh, I almost forgot. Happy birthday to Chris Samuels. It was just his birthday 2 days ago. Him and Ashley's husband share the same birthday. Happy birthday, Chris.
Yes. Okay, so they're my MVP. They're like a package deal. And I love that whole just black love example that they demonstrated. Because not too many people know how to communicate. And I think that was just super healthy and necessary.
Yeah.
But wait, though, sis, when did you print the picture out? Like, did you print it out specifically?
Look, they are so cute.
She must have printed it out at work because they ain't no color.
Why I did, though? Look, we ain't going to be telling my boss that I didn't print this out at work using that good old black and white ink. Uh-huh. So, no.
And you know black and white uses all the colors, by the way. So,
well, girl, it ain't on my dime. It ain't on my
dime. I'm so done. Jay Lamar, who's your MVP?
My MVP is Ashley's mom.
Okay.
I would say Ashley's mom is my MVP just because as we've seen throughout the season, as we watch Ashley progress, we watch her progress. Ashley said she got her own place. They took us to her place. She has a nice new place. You know, she seems like she's growing as a person. She seems a little bit more stable. Mm-hmm. So she's my MVP of the episode, you know. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what your parents do, you know, you always have that soft spot for your parents like they have for us.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Michael understands that.
It's an unbreakable bond.
I don't think he understands that because he doesn't have that bond with his children, and they don't have that bond with him. So I think he misinterprets Ashley and her mother's relationship as a user situation.
Or like some codependency.
Yeah, and it's not. That's a parent and a mom is a parent. And all of us that know, as you get older, your parents do become
your closest and most trusted friends.
And they become almost like your children because the role is kind of reversed. As they get older, you have to be the one to remind them to go to the doctor, you know, do stuff for them. So I don't think he understands. Maybe it's a culture thing for us.
I was thinking it's a culture thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe Australia.
Because I'm like,
that's
something I would have shared with my mom.
That in Australia.
I don't know if it's like that in Australia, but like for us, it's
Seriously, because I'm really close to my mom, and I feel like I would have told her that. Like, why? I probably wouldn't have cried too much about it, but definitely would have shared that.
Yeah, I would have told my mom too.
I pick Ashley's mom too, because Ashley's mom, when she went off like that, I was like, oh my gosh, and I was like, my mom would have went off too. Like,
my mom would have too.
She started reading him, and I am pretty sure that she went on for a long time. I feel like she went on for a long.
Can
long
we
time.
See the deleted scene?
Yes,
Bravo.
Yes. I need to see the deleted scene where she went off on him and called him all types of names and everything else because he totally just came at her wrong and it just disrespected her daughter. That's and she went. Went off. I wish it would have been to Michael, like in his face. But hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully, we see that. I don't want that to have happened. But if it did happen, I hope y'all got it on camera.
Well, I would hope that. I mean, I guess we'll talk about
this. Because it's like,
nothing
if you buck. I feel like he wouldn't say that to her mom's face. Like, I'm sorry.
I hope Bravo brings Ashley's mom on to the reunion. Or something like,
oh,
it's a couple sides.
We need Ashley's mom to have a Bravo TV blog that we can read.
It's a lot of side stuff that I want to see. You know, I want to see Ashley and her mom and Michael sit down and chat. I want to see Giselle and Kendall and Charisse and Monique. And then Kendall tell everybody like, oh, well, actually, Charisse called me and wanted me to come on this and Charisse had a plan. Like, I want to see all that unfold.
That sounds like WWE or something, which we have an after show for that, but this is not that.
This is not Love and Hip Hop.
I just feel like, yes, I feel like it would get very Love and
Hip Hop. Well, I definitely think Ashley's mom will definitely take Michael.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, predictions. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some predictions now because we already kind of there. This music creeps me out.
This was that same music zooming into Karen's house.
It was, I swear. Or it's by the same composer, at least.
Let's get into
some predictions.
I'm saying Ray, he's not going to throw hands. Who is he talking to? Michael?
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's definitely going to be pressing some issues.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's really necessary because everybody has been coming for his wife. So hubby needs to come in.
And wreck shop.
Yeah.
I think Karen is still going to leave us with endless answers. I think she'll leave us with endless answers. And then maybe we'll see her answer some of those questions on the reunion. Because I feel like for the reunions, for some reason, Andy pulls out, like, all the stops. Like, and he doesn't take just a regular no for an answer. It's like, okay, but why?
He keeps it going. He doesn't let it bypass anything. He's amazing at what he does.
Yeah, I love you, Andy.
We love Andy. crazy thing is that I'm really ready to see Ray, like, go off on Michael. Like, that's the part I'm looking forward to the most. As far as, like, the whole Pizza Hut, Jericho, mullet popping up in someone's story, we know that's going to be a problem. Because once Karen, because I don't believe she answered because Giselle asked her, well, what, did you get a pizza to your house? So, obviously, she didn't answer.
Right.
So, once she figures out that that happened,
that opens up a whole other issue, can of worms.
It's a whole new issue. There's no resolve. There is no resolve at all for this. But next week is also the season finale, which makes me really sad because that means we don't have any episodes left.
I'm excited to see the reunion.
Here for the reunion.
But the best thing about it is that we're all still friends.
Yes. Right? We are all friends. Real friends.
Real friends.
So with the ladies, though, I think that next episode, they always kind of like, you know, wrap it up real nice. The update, I think, is that Ashley is still not going to be living with Michael. You know, like, I love at the end when they do, like, they're at whatever party or whatever else. Then they're like, still. And then next to it is, like, some words about what's going on with them now. It's like, Ashley and Michael are living separately, but hoping to resolve their issues.
Yes.
Whatever. I think that that's what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm more excited for the reunion, low-key.
I am, too.
Okay.
I want to see if Kendall is going to come.
Is there any predictions in there? I love live chat.
No, they haven't hit us with the predictions yet. Yeah. They still stuck on Ashley.
You're stuck on Ashley, y'all.
They're still stuck on Ashley. I mean, every comment is Ashley.
Is Ashley?
Yeah.
So, okay, so then I'm going to say that you guys picked Ashley as your MVP of this episode live chat.
I don't know if it was the MVP.
Well, MVP is whoever caused the most trouble and got you all stirred up. So Ashley, right? Seems like it's Ashley. All right, so we'll see what happens next week. I'm really excited. We'll see if I get our boy DJ Richie Sky on the phone next week with us chiming on the season finale.
Yes.
Y'all, this is a fun show. We will see you all next week here on the Rouse Potomac After Show. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle and on Twitter, because I'm trying this Twitter thing out, at the number one hates fee. Can I find you at?
You guys can find me, Jay Lamar, at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media platforms. Happy 30th birthday to my bestie. Check out my Instagram so y'all can see why and how I lost my voice.
Was living it up. And hey guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture.
Yes.
Go ahead, girl. Until next time.
See y'all later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.